יש איזה שבוע נעבי לסנבחור מאוסו בנשויים לתספוירס קודים ומחוילס זה אוסו נדון בשכיונו in these days and everyone wants I think כמעט every one of us wants to be over on the חורבן and to מסעבל on the חורבן מייתן איני מים ויורדן איני דימו הלוואי, you know, we want to cry but it doesn't cry זה ואין צריך נשת we want to be sad and we're not we would hope to be sad it's not one person that doesn't look over these days some from now some from the 9 days some from Shavua Shechalboi some from Erev Tishabov some from Tishabov Alein everyone wants to have the feeling to have the touch And everyone goes, you know. One listens to Chofetz Chaim Zachen. One tries to read sad stories. And, you know, it's a big problem. I'm not saying it's not a problem. And I'm not saying that I will give the whole solution. People for the last hundreds of years, more than the last hundred of years, people are trying to find a way to be crying and sad in the Chorban. And it doesn't go easy. Some people already have like new kind of kinnis already, you know, they explain them. But again, it's coming, it's not coming from a chisol. It's coming from a person. Okay, I'll read kinnis. I don't shtotsu. So I want maybe a little bit to try to be mekarev the dvorim. Ktsas. To email. Say over a moshal. It was a young couple that didn't have kids. 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, they tried, you know, all different doctors and hospitals. After 20 years, Baruch Hashem, the Isha became Be'eroyoy. She was ready, about was in the hospital to give the baby. And the doctor comes out and he tells the husband, I could save one of the two. Either the mother, or the kid. The husband is the aloche, you have to save the mother. This is the aloche. The doctor comes in, he tells the wife, you know, I spoke to your husband, he said, I have to save you. She said, for me, there's no point to live without this kid. I'm 40 years, over 40, I fought all of my life to have this little kid. There's no point for me to have, kill me, save the baby. The doctor is a guy, he listens to the mother, kills the mother, and saves the baby. The baby grows, 2 years. Boy, he gets older, his father teaches him to say Kaddish. He doesn't know what it means. Takes him to Beis HaChaim, every Yahrzeit. Comes Bar Mitzvah, the father takes him to Shul in the Yahrzeit. And the father turns over to the kid and tells him, you know, why are you not sad? Your mother's yotzei, you know, you look so happy. You're just, you know, because you asked me to come to shul to say the tefillahs. So the kid says, I never knew my mother. I don't feel nothing to my mother. What do you want me to do? I'm not shachas to my mother. I don't know who she is. I'm not sad. I mean, to pretend, I can tell you that. I pretend I don't feel nothing to her. So the father tells him, you don't understand. All of her life she was living to try to have you. She gave her life for you. She's dead because of you. It's be'etzem, Chazal say, Shof take a chin. Tofach, shofach eitzoy, shofach hamosoy al eitzim ve'avonim, the Ribbono shel Olam had two choices, to leave the Beis HaMikdash and to destroy us, or to destroy the Beis HaMikdash and to let us to live. And we don't feel. We don't know what was the Beis HaMikdash. We talk, you know, like this kid, we don't know what was Beis HaMikdash. We don't have feelings to Beis HaMikdash. We don't have feelings to Ashras HaShchineh. We don't have. We're missing these feelings. We don't have feelings. But first a person has to understand that his whole Mahus and his whole Chayus is that Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mevater and the Beis HaMikdash, we don't know what it means, that we will live. So even if it doesn't have the feelings, doesn't have the emotions to feel, to understand, but he has to know that this Beis HaMikdash that he has to daven for, this Kvod Shamayim that he has to daven for, to come back, that we're missing, that he doesn't understand, everyone else is availing, everyone else is sad at the mother, husband, the parents, everyone is sad this mother decided to leave. He's the only one that doesn't know what is his mother, and he's surrounded, Tanoim, Sforim, that tell us that it's a Gresa Aveda, and it's a terrible Zach, and it's so sad just to hear it. So first the person has to know, even if he doesn't have feelings, it's Alamo first to know B'Seichel. V'yodato ayoyim v'ashivo yisrael levovecho. First it's V'yodato, and then it's V'ashivo yisrael levovecho. First it's the mechazik V'yodato, and then he gets to V'ashivo yisrael levovecho. If it's not mechazik V'yodato, he can't shkumus to V'ashivo yisrael levovecho. So he has to have a Yodato. All of his chayim. And I will explain even more. A person has a whole life full with good and bad and happy and sad and sour and sweet. A whole life. All of that be'etzem had to be not here. Because Beis HaMikdash is so important. But the Ribbono Shel Olam made a chesed and shafach chamosoi al eitzim ve'avonim and he left us to live. So everything that we understand and we see and we feel, to pack all of that and understand, it weighs at least like the Beis HaMikdash. It's not only, you're right, we can't understand it. First we can't understand it, but we have to think. And this is what Chazal say, I say Alamol, Kol ha-misabel al Yerushalayim zeiche v'roya v'churbono. Kol she'eino misabel al Yerushalayim eino zeiche v'roya v'vinyono. No, we're learning Baruch Hashem, sugis be'ir. So how you have to learn as a shtick al Gemara? כל המסעבר על ירושלים, זויכה ורויה בבניון. כל שאין המסעבר, אין הזויכה. פשטית. כל המסעבר זויכה ורויה. כל שאין המסעבר, אין הזויכה ורויה. כל המסעבר זויכה ורויה. בסניש מסעבר, זה בסניש זויכה. אתה רוצה פרס לזה. כל המסעבר על ירושלים, פרס למסעבר על ירושלים, איזה השם, השם promise you. Don't worry, you'll be there. If you're so sad, you cry, you will get there. What would be if I'm not Misabu Yerushalayim? I went back to camp, you know, I was not Misabu Yerushalayim. I was busy, I was not, I'm not a bad person, you know. I'm Beinoni, average. So I'm saying that, you know, there's no promise that I will see Yerushalayim. But maybe yes, maybe not, you know, maybe I'll be a good Zach, I'll Misameach HaSikir, I'll do different things. And maybe Hashem will also give me a Zachar, say that. For sure, the person Misabu Yerushalayim is a promise, agreeing, you have a pass, you go in. Any Misab Yerushalayim? Tell me if I will learn best mother, sure, yeah. No, Davin, Hobbit as Mani, I will learn without a Hefsa. Could we teach me? I didn't cry. How does he know? Because any Misab Yerushalayim ain't a Zeich. No chance. Don't think only Misab Yerushalayim is a chance to see Beis HaMikdash. If not, if I'll be in that door, I'll be Zeich. If I'll not be in that day, I'll not be Zeich. If I have good parents, I'll be Zeich. If I'll be in Babal Tzedakah, I'll be Zeich. Maybe it's more. There's no. I know. Not in Shalak, you know, Kol Teir Lishmo Zeich Dvorim Harbe. Samo a mensch, Nishkin Oisek Teir Lishmo, Nech Zeich Dvorim Harbe, yeah? See, some people have a moment, Gdulet, and maybe there's more ways to be Zeich Dvorim Harbe. Here Chazal say, Kol Misab Yerushalayim, Zeich Averoi Bevinyano, Kol She'ein a Misab, El Eino Zeich. So it's a pachat. It's a pachat. It's a pachat. I don't know, Bokha, I said, what would be if last year, I didn't do it, if there's really no chance, or if I could fix it. I don't know. We'll see if something will come, if it's Zeich or not. But, so how a person is Yoytze from Vishikol She'eino Misaber Yerushalayim Eino Zeich V'Roya Bevinyan. A person has to know, the first thing is the His'amtzus to have. You know, I heard once from Don Segal, he spoke about learning, but the Moshe was a good Moshe. You know, he says a person stands near a building and he hugs the building. Mamish hugs it. He wants it to be his. He hugs it and he kisses the building. The building doesn't become his. You could want his morgen. It doesn't help. So he spoke about Teir. Teir nitnes be Yisurim. A mensch wants to learn Teir on Yisurim. Nicht nitnes. Was kann man da? No, when it's hard, every time he doesn't learn. Every time he learns, till, you know, when it gets hard, then he gives up. Every time when it's hard, he doesn't learn. Teir is not Zeich. Teir never has kin in the Teir. He learns Teir. To read Teir is not mean to koine Teir, it's another Zeich. A person wants to misaber Yerushalayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him, there's a lot of ways to misaber Yerushalayim. But first, start to shtel tzu. First, try to think. the pshadu. Bistam Bisamidash is something very chashuv. Avada Bisamidash would be here. Bistam I would feel like very holy, it's very kodosh, and Bistam I would learn by asmada, and Bistam would be much better. You know, every bachur with his musagim, yeah. Some person thinks many of my friends will not fight with me. Everyone has his, you know, I have better chavrusas, you know, yeah, you know, Zaina Sogis, what will happen when Mashiach will come in? Yeah. But what will happen in Mashiach will come? This is not enough. Chazal tell us the mashal is like this Isha. Everyone is misabel. Everyone even feels bad and sorry that she decided to give up her life instead of saving your son. That's what everyone feels. This is the amount that is a loss. This is the amount that is a loss. That loss that a person has, this is the amount of the loss. The avenus of Yerushalayim is so stark. It's so missing. We don't understand what it means. But not the pshat to say, Salamash, you take this kid and you tell him, listen, your mother gave up your life. He said, okay, I understand, but I don't have no feelings. I tell him, listen, come to the outside, try, sit, be a bit emotional about it. But I don't feel, forget about feeling that, but you know what your mother gave for you. Do epis. If he doesn't do, we think he's achzor, mishken mensch. If he tries to shtel tzu, even if he's not really shteling tzu, he tries to shtel tzu, oh, people think he already is takia choshev agad. If he shows epis, even if he's not doing nothing. Why? But this kid says, listen, I don't feel my mother, I don't have shaykhus to my mother, what I could do? I can't think about my mother. So, you know, they get bigger choshev people, speak to them, listen, you're right, but you know, you have to try to think how big was your mother, you have to try. Say that, give us a try, give a push, do something. This is what the Shechina tells Klal Yisrael. Know, before filling, know that the Avelus of Yerushalayim is, if you would have it, you would miss it so much. He says once a mashal. It's not the mashal. A kid that never had a mother. He doesn't know what he's missing. Someone never had parents. So today we know what we're missing because we look at a friend that has parents and a friend that has a mother and you see it looks so good to him. You know what you're missing. But if you take thousands of kids, like they did in Russia and all different places, they took them away from home. Zinish gevusa, what is a tata, what is a mama? And the taki don't know what it is. And the taki don't have no feeling. They took the kids away, they put them places, the kids didn't have a feeling what is a father and a mother. But we know that it's not the pshat that they're not missing. They're missing tons. They don't know that they're missing. But they're missing olam umlayeh. This is the first argosha that a person has to have when he's misbeinan on Beis HaMikdash. I know that we don't understand it, and I'm not saying I also don't understand. But, you know, some people think that when we know that G'dayle Olam sat down and cried for half an hour, Tikkun Chatzos and Tikkun Rochel, all these zachen that they did, they stopped and they cried. How you could cry, you know? I tried to cry. It doesn't go. Yeah. I hear a terrible story before, I'm emotional, I could cry, yeah? She goes to Levaya, I'm five tears, 6 tears, you know, Shem Bechesed. I think G'dayle Yisrael stam faked. They made themselves like moon and they started to shake and cry. They felt like a normal person that loses both of his parents will not stop to cry for a couple of hours. The other kid doesn't understand what he's crying. We have to know, for your dato of Ashivo Yisrael of Avecho, it's the first, before Tisha B'Av comes, for your dato of Ashivo Yisrael of Avecho, Shtubu says the Loshen, Uba'isa Yomim Yeshi V'Yizboinen Al Tzar Achurb. This is the V'Yizboinen. This is with the Yizboina. And you know, a person says, okay, sure, Bibi Samitash Mistam will be much better. It's not trying to say the word much better. A kid without a parents and a kid with parents. Not to say, okay, but Kishbocha gives every dog his nisyanis. It's not the Mahalach. We're missing. And we're missing, and we're missing, and this is Be'etzem, it's Ivadoin She'en Kedugmasai. It's a Ivadoin She'en Kedugmasai. This is what a person has to know. Even if he doesn't feel. Even if he doesn't understand. But as if a person will know, he makes a mashal, I don't have parents, and he has parents. I know what is the difference. This is the difference with the Beis HaMikdash and without the Beis HaMikdash. This is one chelek of the Avodah that I think, I'm mamish, the losha belosha ba Avodah. Then, over Yom Kippur, you'll find shmuzim that will make you to cry, Adraba, Avadah, Midaf. About these bainims, to take out from the musogim that a person tries to dream, yeah, will be much better. Will be shalem, will be, like people think to themselves, yes, the marshal, the Samidus, I'll have to leave America, so if I have a house, what I will do. All of that is because the perspective that people look at it is, okay, so be Mashiach, will be that, but you know, I will lose. But if a person will understand, it's Shomayim Va'oretz, is no Shaykhis Bichlal? I think the marshal is small, parents are not parents. It's Andra Musogim. It's Andra Musogim. We don't understand what it means. We don't understand what it means. I want to explain a little bit more. One tefach tifer. I'm saying again, dvarim pshutim, the aleph, it's even before the aleph, I think it's the mechine to that, the achonat tisha b'av. We are close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to be close to us, and he came down to the Oretz. We know that we don't have no shaykhes be'etzim to Ruchnias, chutz from learning Torah, ki mitzvahs. Ruchnias is me'al ha'sagaseinu. No shaykhes to ha'sagaseinu. If we're taking a marshal, it's a huge world. Billions of worlds. A huge world. Our part in this whole world is mashu. The Shechina, the Kedusha, the whole world that we know, billions of people, billions of lands, billions of stars and worlds and holes and places, without end. All of that klapi de Rebbeinu Shel Olam is gomish. If it means it's gomish klapi de Rebbeinu Shel Olam, it means kol ta'anugis ha'olam, when Chazal say, yofa sho'achas bo'olam haba, mikol ta'anugi ha'olam hazeh, it's not a mashal. All the gishmak that you could dream, and the gishmak of covet, and the gishmak of having more from different people, all the gishmak, everything, 1 hour of enjoyment of ruchnias is much more than that. And it has to be like that. Because if the ruchnias created this world, if Hashem created this world, so the zevel can never be, the garbage can never be tastier from the food. If the gashmias could be points, gishmaktach and gashmias, the ruchnias, that this is the peel, and then I like the peel. Someone's like, I like the peel. The food is almost better than the peel. Someone say, like, but I like the peel. Yeah, I like the peel. The ruchnias is stiffer than the peel. That's the metzias. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Beis HaMikdosh and he was with us, we had a soge and ruchnias. When people had a soge and ruchnias, even mashu of ruchnias, we can't even compare it, we can't even measure it. Klapi yachas of olam hazeh. It just doesn't measure. Everything what we think together. When we came to the Beis HaMikdosh and we were b'tshuva, we were close to Hashem, that was like, yeah, people think like, yeah, but that was like a very gishmaki feeling, like a Motzi Yom Kippur that you're feeling. No shy. Motzi Yom Kippur is not even beginning to that. Motzi Yom Kippur is b'vua de'anu ruchnis, but we're in Olam Hazeh. V'shochanti b'sayichom yordo shchino lemato le'Beis HaMikdosh was shchino. Person came to the house of Hashem. And Hashem said, I'm doing a Beis HaMikdosh, that you could come and as a Muslim that you could connect to me. The Gashmias and the Ruchnias could meet. When we were close to Hashem and Beis HaMikdosh, a person didn't need nothing. I saw about down in the Yusufu. Shana, that part, he says, V'ani made she'eni meshakir klal, but not as long as I write it, he's only made on this piece, which can write it. But then he says, V'ani made she'eni shikarti klum. Says that he was in Beis HaMikdosh. The shas that I was in, they broke and they walked into the Beis HaMikdosh, Shivoso the Tammuz, And the Kohanim was sitting in Beis Hamikdash, standing there and shechting. And they came in with the Remochim and they started to kill the Kohanim. Voya Kohanim mamshichim ba'avoido ki'ilu lo nichnas odom acher. And if one Kohen would be killed, the other one would carry on doing the avoido till he would be killed. And was no yelling and screaming. We don't know what it means. Kedusha Hashem, Beis Hamikdash. We don't have this. We don't have it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking us. Again, I'm only saying it from the Moshe. You're telling this kid, cry. Don't be a achzo. Show respect to your mother. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this was the Shechina that you had. You have to show that you misabel on Yerushalayim, even that you don't understand it. Why I'm saying it? I know I'm saying Dvorim Pshutim. The Yetzer Hara tells a person, try to think of Yerushalayim. He tries to think, you know, the most he sees the sheep and does. He doesn't manage to think. So b'meile, he's not misabel. Because he's trying to go to a place that it's kemat impossible, like to explain to a person that never had a mother what would be a feeling of a mother. It's very hard. Why do you think G'doyle Oilom could be misabel more? The more ruchnistic that you are, you're more connected to this feeling. This is the Metzius. I can see myself, the years that I was closer to Hashem, it was easier for me to cry. The years that I was not misale enough, it was hard for me to work in Tisha B'Av to come to that call. And I mamash felt it. I knew before Tisha B'Av how much I would be sad this year. It's very easy. You know, because it's not really a thing that you could feel. It's to work on yourself. When a person knows that this is the Metzius, when he starts the avoid of Tisha B'Av, it's much easier for him. It's much easier for him. That's the ein zach. Another zach. Chazal say, Shabbais chorav ba'avoin sinas chino. Ba'avoin sinas chino. There's a lot in Sforim, I want to say mamish k'tze adovo. For sure, sinas chino is very chomu, right? But why sinas chinam is taki so chom? The said of sinas chinam is gibayit that you don't believe that the world is running by the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's two things, kas and sinas chinam. Sinas chinam, you hate, you have a kind of jealous for the person, you can't stand him, he bothers you. When a person believes that everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and kulonim bonim laHashem, and Hashem wants ganz klal Yisrael to serve Him, there's no musig of a sinas chino. There's no musig of a sinas chino. You know, the Welt says alamol that the moshel of klal Yisrael is like, you know, in the plane, you have like a whole, for the pilot, like thousands of little lights. And everyone has a purpose. If one of them goes off, the plane falls. Everyone is needed. Hashem made klal Yisrael, everyone needs to be metaken. If the pilot will decide, you know, I hate that light, and will give it a bang with a hammer, the plane will go down, they will kill it. But I can't stand that red light, I just don't like it. Well, he does like blue light. He's like a green light. Green he can't stand. He comes in, he tears off, he rips off the green. It's mishuk. What a sinas chinam. It's toch, bonim laHashem elekeichem. Bonim laHashem elekeichem. All of the avdei Hashem. Everyone is avdei Hashem. Chaim says, famous vote. You know, what was the tanya on Bolok? Came to Bilam, you know, Klaus, I came out of Mitzrayim, I can't get rid of them. What, we will do the same thing? He didn't go to fight, he didn't throw stones, he went to someone to Davent Hashem. Bilam, please Davent Hashem. What could be? Your room is up with you, you're not closing the door on him, you don't steal Zachen from him, you don't make his bed wet, you're just Davening to Hashem. That your roommate will just not disturb. I mean, Bilam Bolok did exactly the right thing. Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim. He didn't go like a Molek to start out with them. Nish Oyim Melech HaBoshe, Nish Edom. Just Bilam to be Stanovi, please tell Hashem. Melech HaFetz Chaim, if you would ask Hashem, please save me, would be no times. Why he asked that Uchal Egarshenu Min HaOretz. Someone is disturbing you. Davent Hashem will not disturb you. What about against him? Against him, this is sinas chinam. This is rishus. Sinas chinam, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if they don't get along with each other, I'm not their father. Felt in the emunah and the ribbono shel olam. The musig is, b'mishol se Hashem. This is negat to the Ilyonim. There's a lot of more in it. His own person calling his own hands. B'meila, he loses blood and he dies. The person has a week and a half. A week and a half. Till Tisha B'Av. 2 weeks. 2 weeks till Tisha B'Av. 2 weeks and a couple hours time. Half an hour. 2 weeks and a half an hour. To take on himself, it's hard for him to shtel to the big zachen. Sinas chinam. To try to work on sinas chinam. Person will ask, how I work on sinas chinam? How I work on sinas chinam? Every guy says, forget, I don't hate no one. Yeah? Friendly with everyone. Sinas chinam is a friend asks you to come over to your house, to come with you to a Shabbos meal. You're not so interested. When the sinas chinam? Sinas chinam. For no reason. You don't forgive the other guy. Sinas chinam. Try to be nice. Try to be mavir al midoisov. Try to fix ben odom lechaveiroi in these 2 weeks. Try to fix. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to see hishtadlus, hakoro. If a person does a hishtadlus and a hakoro, then he can manage to fix. If in these 2 weeks a person would take a point to himself, to mechazik himself and ben odom lechaveiro, to mechazik himself, the idea. These are the days of Tisha B'Av. I want to fix. I know I don't know how, I don't know what, but I want to fix. If he's misasik and these in Yonim, this man of the Chofetz Chaim, I saw it go down today in a sefer somewhere, that he was made, he came to Yerushalayim, it was like 120 years ago. He said that 3 weeks, Chatzais, all the stores closed, everyone for half an hour went to shul, sat on the floor, they said Tikkun Rochel, you say by day. They cried for half an hour and everyone went back to the Bal Meloche and they said and everything was wet in the place where they were. We're not holding there. We're not holding it even Chotzi Shoy Yis'abel al HaChorban in this. So let us be Yis'asek and Menonim L'Chaveiro. That speaks to us. That relates to us. L'Shonore. Like you don't want people to speak L'Shonore on your brother, don't speak L'Shonore on your friend. You don't want people to speak L'Shonore on your father, Klal Yisrael is one. It's one because we have one Ribbono Shel Olam. Because everything is the Dur Yetzir Hashem. If a person will take a little bit of Misasik in that, I think maybe this will connect him to the Bi'am 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 B